Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Let's roll on into that morning conversation.
Have you ever driven away with something on or in your car that wasn't supposed to be there?
Like sticking a coffee on your roof and driving away. I never have.
You have never. Okay.
But well, it's not that I'm that organized. I think I'm just very lucky.
Well, recently, most recently, like I park in the garage. And so Gary had stuck a reusable water bottle, you know, one that is reusable, obviously, like its name. And so it was sitting on the back of my car. I didn't notice it. And so he had just set it there and just forgot it. You know, it wasn't like intentional, like this is where I'm going to keep this. And so I was driving to work and I hear something. Like, sounds like it's falling off, had fallen off my car, but I didn't know.
I thought it was maybe, like a muffler or something.
No, it wasn't really loud, but I thought, well, maybe I just ran over something. And so I didn't pay any attention. Yeah, I didn't stop or whatever. So on my way home from work, I see in the road by, you know, by our street, I was like, wow, somebody lost something in the road and it's like splatted out. I don't even know what it was. And so then Gary tells me that he had left his reusable water bottle on my car, and he saw it. That's how he realized that's where he left it, because he saw it in the middle of the road splatted out. So I know, I've seen other people, you know, when you leave your the gas cap off. Yes, I've done that. Some people have driven away with the gas pump still in their car,
and sometimes those will break loose and then there's gas going
flying everywhere. Don't they have a safety mechanism on them so that you can, like, when you, for the people that do drive away with it, that the gas won't spew out?
Oh, I don't know. In my mind, it's just spewing everywhere like a water willy, and it's just all over the place.
No, because I know of a person, she doesn't live in this state, but she travels for work, and she, I swear, just about every time she goes somewhere and she rents a car, she will drive off with the gas pump in her vehicle.
She sounds like she needs to get more rest and stop being so distracted.
I don't know how she continues to do it. I mean, it's a common occurrence. No, multiple times. She's like, I've done it again.
She's calling her insurance company. Guess what I did? Yes, Sally, we know.
I guess you just drive them back, or she just needs to keep spares in her car and just say, here, I'm going to take off with your gas pump. I don't mean to. It's just part of who I am.
And it's not a personal thing. Leslie McCann sent me a message. She said she drove off with the bank tube.
Oh, yes. Like in her car?
Yeah, not on it, but in it. Like, I'm just going to lay this in my seat. And mine now. Mine.
So the bank must have to have extras.
I'm sure Leslie took it back. She's the kind of person that would have returned it.
But what about the next person in line? You know, you pull off.
Oh,
the
I
next
didn't even
person's
think about
like,
that.
So I got nothing. I can't just send my stuff through the tube without something to send it in.
Yeah, because on the Jetsons that worked, but not in real life. Those tubes
so
on the Jetsons.
So how many backups do the banks have?
I don't know. Do they even have backups? That's
surely
an interesting question.
For people like Leslie.
Now, somebody that is a friend of my daughter, she plays soccer with him at Central. They drove away from a gas station with their cell phone on the roof of their car.
Oh, yeah.
And she hit her brakes at the stop sign, and the phone shot off the roof. And she said she could see it. And she said it was nothing I could do. And it hit the road and bounced out into the intersection, and then the light turned green. So she had to go. So she made the block, parked, came, and she said it had been run over by like four cars before she got it picked up. And it still worked. The glass was broken, but it still works.
She must have had a really good case on it.
Yeah.
Get another one of those cases.
Yeah. So what have you left on the roof of your car or accidentally driven away with it in your car?